Sometimes we have expectations and we wonder. And today in the gospel, it might be an indication of that, even as people began to somehow ascertain of not only after John the Baptist proclaimed Christ's coming, but we know that after Jesus came in earthly flesh and began his ministry, that John the Baptist was still alive. And today the gospel account invites us to think of that question of John, who's in prison, saying, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" But it's a matter of being aware, maybe being receptive or inquisitive, anticipating somehow the mystery and the power of God and his Son. And the Advent journey we've been walking, we know that the scriptures invite us to prepare, to pray, to seek repentance. And today, I would like us to think about two words in a different way, really coming from the first reading and the second reading. And the first word is possibilities, and the second is that virtue that is accented by James, the gift of patience, and the virtue that calls us to somehow be godlike. But just for a moment to think about the first reading from Isaiah, again, written hundreds of years before Jesus, and it accents and discloses this incredible possibility, a transformation taking place. As I listen to these words, I sometimes say, man, I wish I could experience this. But it says, the desert and the parched land will exult, the steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers and rejoice with joy and song. And mindful, this past week has been truly gloomy, cold, and what have you. But to say that, wouldn't it be nice to feel the warmth of the desert and yet to see incredible growth? A growth that is sometimes unimaginable, sometimes even beyond our comprehension, in a place we never expected it, and God reveals new life. And this gives us a context to thinking that other things can happen, other possibilities, huh? And so at the end of the reading, it even talks about how God, through the power of his grace, through the power of his love, can somehow help and heal others. And then we hear that even in the gospel today. And then secondly, we think about James' reading. At the very beginning, it says, be patient. It's really a directive. It's not meant to be an option, and yet it's not an easy one. When I hear this reading always, I think of one of my friends. Years ago, I worked with her at the Air Force Base, and she had a personalized license plate that said, "I hate to wait." And so when I sometimes find myself in traffic or maybe at a store waiting in line, to think of the call to wait, to be patient, that it is one that invites us on a more deeper level to say, I can wait for something, or I can give a little more time. And then through this process of patience, of allowing time to unfold more than what we want to control, that something good happens. That really in God's own time, in his good time, somehow this revelation of grace and peace and acceptance comes about. But yet it takes a certain kind of cooperation. These two things, possibilities and patience, and kind of lead us into the gospel more in a deeper way to think about, as John the Baptist, you know, asked the question, are you Jesus the one who is to come, or should we look for another? We know that Jesus' response was rather peculiar. He said, go and tell John what you hear and see. And it reminds me that Advent is an important season. We know that at times it is dark out, and so we long for light. But to think again how the Christmas season especially is one that is meant to entice our senses, to look, to experience, to see, to somehow revel in this mystery of light, so much other kinds of beauty that come about. But in Jesus' words, though, it's a beauty that comes about through the good things that God works through humanity as he restores creation. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed. It happens also through the goodness of so many other people, as we think about Advent and the Christmas journey. this past couple weeks, I know so many people have been involved in different activities, so not only Christmas shopping, but especially I'm very much gratified and grateful for the many efforts of volunteers and people who have helped to try to say we want to make a difference in other people's lives by our acts of charity, our ways of care, of donations, of helping with the Christmas giving tree or helping with the bike project, helping at the food pantry, whatever it is. So many ways to say that as we try to celebrate the gift of Christ, we also know he's present in others who sometimes struggle or lack, and thus the goodness of Christ prevails. And thus we can then proclaim not only that Christ is one who comes, but he's here wanting us still to grow more by the seed of faith and virtue, but then also through the power of joy. The power of joy that says we are God's chosen people and Christ wants to also uplift us even in our moments of darkness or doubt. So let us praise God and let us think about, even as Jesus also kind of created a dialogue between him and John, he again alluded to not only John being the great prophet, but again, someone still coming after him, which means that somehow the gift of God would reveal to the world that truly God's light is infinite as well as his love that calls us to seek it, that we may attain guidance, strength, and hope.